The death of Angola's rebel leader Jonas Savimbi was a dominant theme when President Bush met with the presidents of Angola, Mozambique, and Botswana yesterday at the White House. Many Africa watchers are wondering whether Angola can turn a corner and use its riches in diamonds and oil to help pull itself out of poverty rather than prolong civil war. President Bush pressed Angola's president and the other Southern African leaders to start realizing the region's potential, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Less than a week after the Angolan army killed UNITA leader Jonas Savimbi and put his body on display, Angola's president was in Washington talking about new opportunities for peace. Speaking through an interpreter, José Eduardo dos Santos told U.S. business leaders last night that his government wants to see a ceasefire.
Peace is at this time priority number one. The first step should be to silence the weapons through an agreement that will take us to a general and final ceasefire.
President Bush issued a statement after his meeting with Dos Santos, urging the Angolan leader to seize the moment to end 26 years of war. Angolans, President Bush said, deserve no less. There is a feeling of guarded optimism among Bush administration officials. Walter Kansteiner, the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, believes that in the wake of Savimbi's death, there is a chance for national reconciliation.
As tragic as a death is, it often can mark a beginning for something new. So our hope is that, in fact, you see kind of a renewed effort on both sides, that a reconciliation can come about. And Angola can get on to doing what Angola really needs to do, which is develop its incredible natural resources, get its economy on sound footing, and allow its people to prosper.
Up to now, government oil revenues have been diverted in large part to fund the war effort against UNITA, while the rebel group profited from so-called blood diamonds. War-weary Angolans say they want to see a better use of the country's riches. Much will depend on what happens to UNITA, whether a new leader can emerge to bring the group into peace talks, or whether it will fracture into small bandit groups. Savimbi's death dealt a severe blow to an already weakened rebel group, according to Kansteiner.
Savimbi was the leader that often held the movement together. There have also been some military commanders who have been killed, too, in the last couple weeks. So the longevity of an effective guerrilla fighting force is what's probably in question.
A former UNITA representative in Washington, Jardo Mukelia, insists UNITA will remain a major force, and he says the onus is on the government to show a more conciliatory tone and halt military offensives if peace efforts are to succeed.
If they continue to push with the military offensives, I don't expect anybody to come out of the bush and say, I'm willing to talk. If you can do something like that to the leader, what are you going to do to me as a commander? So it is important what the government does.
Mukelia warns the situation in Angola could deteriorate to regional conflicts if the Angolan army presses its offensive against UNITA and local rebel commanders continue to resist. Trying to prevent such a scenario, the Bush administration is encouraging Angola's leader, saying Dos Santos has it within his power to end a devastating civil war. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.